I want to discuss what types of matzah products can you eat on Erev Pesach. We know that you're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach, and some people actually have the custom of not eating matzah the whole 2 weeks before Pesach, or maybe even the whole month before Pesach. But the Ramban makes a significant qualification in the Milchamos of Pesachim Daf Yud Amud Beis and the Daf Arif that the only prohibition of eating matzah on Erev Pesach is only matzah for which you can fulfill your obligation of matzah on Seder night. And the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Taf Nun Gimel Seif Aleph rules like the Ramban. So there are different types of matzah products that perhaps one could eat on Pesach because you would not fulfill your obligation on the night of the Seder. So for example, what about egg matzah? So egg matzah, which is viewed by some as a solution perhaps for Lech HaMishnah this year because Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. Can egg matzah be eaten on Erev Pesach? So the Rambam rules that matzah shalosh b'mei peros yotzi b'yidei chavasos. The Rambam has a very unique position here. This is in action Hilchas Chametz Matzah Perek Vav Halacha Hey, that matzah that's kneaded with fruit juice, you can fulfill your obligation with this type of matzah, what we would call egg matzah. This is a singular position. This is a das yachid. Everyone else argues on the Rambam. According to everyone else, egg matzah, a mixture of flour and fruit juice, cannot be used for the mitzvah matzah on Seder night. But according to the Rambam, since it can be used, so then you would not be able to eat it on Erev Pesach. However, the Rambam does write that that flour that's needed, if you need flour together with wine or grape juice, so that cannot be used to fill the mitzvah of matzah on Seder night, and therefore you would be allowed to eat egg matzah on Erev Pesach, certainly until when chametz is forbidden, perhaps after chametz is forbidden. That's a different dispute regarding what the Rama holds regarding this, but from an Isser Matzah perspective, there would be no prohibition to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. If it's egg matzah that is mixed with fruit juice, according to Rov Yishonim, and if it's mixed with grape juice, even according to the Rambam. So what about matzah meal? So you have, let's say you have matzah that was made with flour and water. So now it's matzah meal. It's bona fide matzah. You crumble it up. It's still matzah. So for that to be eaten on Erev Pesach, you would need to undo what's called the Toar Lechem. You would need to undo the status of bread. It has become bread. When it comes to egg matzah, it never became, quote-unquote, matzah yet, because it was flour together with fruit juice. Once you have matzah meal, you have flour and water mixed together with matzah, then you crumbled it up. So now, how do you undo the status of this matzah? So the Rama writes that you're not allowed to eat an Erev Pesach kemach matzah shinilosh b'yayin v'shemen. You cannot have on Erev Pesach flour of matzah meal that was kneaded with wine and oil. Someone asked me if they can have these kind of matzah meal rolls on Erev Pesach. And the answer, I think, is no, based on this Ramah, because it still has the Torah lechem, it still has the status of bread, the Torah pas. However, what if you were to take that matzah meal and you were to make a cookie out of it, these Pesach cookies made out of matzah meal, or these Pesach cakes made out of matzah meal, and there's a lot of sweets in there, a lot of sugar, a lot of honey, a lot of sugar. Would this undo the status of this matzah meal as being matzah? Maybe it's no longer considered matzah, for which you can fulfill the obligation of Seder night. It loses its Toar Lacha. Maybe you can eat an Erev Pesach. And indeed, this seems to be the position of the Mishnah Brura in Shar Tzion, Taf Ayin Aleph, Sif Katan Tez Zayin, that he says that matzah meal that you mix and you knead with honey and oil and other spices, were only strict in Erev Pesach, only when there remains a Toar Lechem after you crumbled it up. However, if you were to make these cakes or cookies with it, so it would seem then that according to the Mishnah Berurah, and if you look again how he's in Kuf Samaches in the Mishnah Berurah, there also seems to say that it would lose its Toar Lechem if in Kuf Samaches, the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Nun Tes, if you have a lot of flour, matzah meal that's mixed with a lot of sweets, then it's certainly not considered a motzi, it's certainly possible the kisnin, then it's certainly mizonos, it certainly cannot be lechem oni, and therefore, presumably, according to Mishnah Berurah, you would be allowed to eat these Pesach cakes, these Pesach cookies, on Erev Pesach. However, there are those who argue, the Rav Kook, the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Yosef, hold that you would not be able to eat this because they argue that if you take these Pesach cookies and you eat enough of them, then you would be Kovea Sudan Pasabava Kisnim, and then the bracha would be Hamotzi, and therefore it has the status of matzah. It's a very bit of a chiddush, but the Mishnah Berurah is lenient. I've spoken to Rabbi Willig about this a number of times, and he thinks that one can, yes, have the Pesach cakes like the Mishnah Berurah on Erev Pesach because of the sweetening. You would not eat it on Snafi Yotzi, the mitzvah of matzah, on the night of the Seder. Certainly, when it comes to, let's say, Knedlach, you take the matzah meal and then you cook it, certainly loses its status of lachem, and therefore you can eat that in Erev Pesach. And as well, if you have, let's say, schnitzel with covering, matzah meal covering, and you fry it to the schnitzel with the matzah meal coating, then certainly that loses its status of Tor lachem, and that certainly would be permitted to eat. So in sum, when it comes to egg matzah, according to almost the Rov Rishonim, you can eat if it's mixed with fruit juice. According to the Rambam, even if it's mixed with grape juice, the matzah made with grape juice, it never becomes matzah. You can eat it on Erev Pesach. According to, what about the Pesach cakes and cookies? It seems from the Mishnah Berurah it would be permitted in Erev Pesach. However, the Rav Kook, Shevet HaLevi, Rav Yosef would say that it's not, and because it doesn't lose its status as lechem, and knedlach, and schnitzel that's coated with matzah meal, it would seem that you can eat both of them on Erev Pesach.